Greetings, warrior. Your training begins now. Join J-Rum and Mission as they teach the ways of combat, teach the ways of the blade, and teach the ways to harness your magic. This will test your mind, your body, and your soul. Can you survive?
Hello and welcome. We are the Brothers of Tamriel. My name is J-Rum.
Oh, man.
How are you doing, Mission? I'm
Brother
here
man.
Joined by Mission, of course.
Of course, of course. How are you? How are you doing, man?
Not too bad. I'm doing pretty good. It's been a pretty exciting last few weeks.
We got some exciting news.
Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah, we got a pretty good episode going on. Well, we have somehow gotten Taylor Lautner to join our show.
It's true, folks.
That's a joke. Taylor Lautner is not here. But we have the next best thing. Grim Fate, a family of the Lore Seekers, is now one of us. He is a brother, along as a Lore Seeker. Grim is going to be a new co-host with us, just to help spice things up a little bit. Grim, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well and very excited to start the show with you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited
to
have you.
Any nervousness?
Yeah, a little bit. I won't lie. It's the first time doing something like this, but I've been a long time ESO player and lover of it, so definitely excited to share anything I can help people learn and enjoy the game more.
Perfect.
Awesome. So just to let everybody know, Grim is a PvP entrepreneur in ESO. He knows a lot about PvP, and that is why he is now part of the Brothers, because it's just giving us an extra aspect to cover for you. Other than that, J-Rum, what you been up to in-game, brother?
Okay, so in-game, I've still been farting around with some BGs, I've been noticing some serious issues with the queues, with the battleground queues. I don't know about you guys. Have you guys seen anything weird going on with that?
For me, for sure. I've noticed a lot of times it's definitely been a little off. Like, there's been times where it says it's queued and then it'll drop. Other times it'll just seem like it takes forever. And sometimes you have to reboot it a couple times to get it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. And also, it seems like the queue, even if you do get queued, it seems like it's taking a really long time to get into a battleground.
Yep.
And it's been on multiple occasions that I've been either the only person in the group or me and one other person are in the group.
No, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot, too.
So something's up, and I don't like it. Other than that, I've been hitting up Cyrodiil. I've been running with Grim a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
You've been showing me the ways. I believe we are all console transfers.
Oh, are we? Oh, that's kind of cool.
We are.
Nice.
We all came from the master race,
Xbox.
Which is Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox One, yeah.
And we're over here slumming it on PC.
Yeah. So on Xbox, I did, mostly that's all I did was Cyrodiil, so coming over here and seeing how things are done on the PC side of things is very interesting, and I'm happy to be a part of it and happy to have you on the show now.
Absolutely. No, I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I'm definitely happy to bring in some extra PvP fun, and again, I'm definitely not the best person at it, but I've definitely been a long-term fan and got a lot of information I'm hoping to be able to give to people.
Yeah.
I think you're the perfect man for the job.
Well, I'll take.
Agreed.
Well, thank you.
Other than that, that's kind of what I've been up to in game, just kind of farting around PvP stuff, doing my normal kind of experimental builds and testing different builds with different situations and scenarios and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just having fun with the game, because I was on vacation a couple weeks back. I went down to Mexico for a week, and I didn't have any Elder Scrolls
a whole week.
That's rough.
Yeah, a whole week without any
Elder Scrolls. I don't know how you
survived.
Same.
It was rough.
I'm sure the, warm weather, the ocean, and the sand and the drinks made it a little easier.
It made it marginally. But yeah, it was a good time. It really was. It just kind of stinks going without your normal routine, you know.
Oh yeah.
Normally at night after work, you hop on, or you know, take care of what you need to at the house, hop online, and that's a normal day. I hate breaking that routine up. So, So I just got back from Mexico and just kind of been getting back in the swing of things here.
Nice.
That's what I've been up to. Mission, what have you been up to?
So it is that lovely time of the year again where for some reason it happens every year. I get a 2 to 3 month binge where all I want to do is PvP. So that is what I've been doing recently. I have found some pretty good, well actually Grim helped me with my Magblade, because I do main a Magblade now, with the PvP, and yeah, I am actually starting tonight, actually early before we started recording, I've been I'm forcing myself to play Stamcrow, because if you've played with me long enough, or if you know the way I play, I do play by the meta. I am a meta humper, if you will. and when I see what's new and what's hitting the hardest, whether I like it or not, I force myself to play it because I don't know why. I like hitting big numbers and whatnot. But other than that, I am. That's basically what I've been doing: Cyrodiil BGs, messing around with that Stamcrow. And trying to get back onto a normal schedule because something we're going to talk about later, I was down in Vegas for the reveal. And we stayed up very late every night. So I'm trying to get back on a normal schedule, and so far it's not working. But other than that, that's pretty much all I've been up to. Grim, how about you? What have you been up to, man?
Same old. So for me, I work a lot, but then my main thing to do in my downtime is Elder Scrolls Online. My current stuff I've been doing, of course, is my PvP. We were super, actually pretty proud of this. Just the other day, Lore Seekers, I led a group on Standard, and we actually crowned one of our newer members of the Lore Seekers on Emp last night. So we got someone on Emp last night, so that was pretty fun. That was a nice rush for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I was in that group with you guys, and holy crap, that was amazing.
Oh, it was a blast. Yeah, it's so much fun. You get such a rush from it, and then you get him sitting there with that double stats and that proud moment. You just follow around for a bit. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
40k health mag sword.
Yep, that's right. That's ridiculous.
Friends
for but other than that, no, I've been doing the same as Mission a bit. I've been playing around with different tunes, tried a little bit of the meta, kind of put my own stuff into it that I liked, like I made a Stam DK. I tried the meta, I feel I want to change it up. I like some parts of it, but it's definitely not my playstyle. But it is very strong.
You know, I'll agree with you there. Because I think me and you had this conversation in game where we're both of us have tried the meta for Stam DK.
Yep.
But it seems like everybody else is way tankier than what we are.
Exactly, yeah. They definitely, and I'm sure there is a certain level of comfortability with the class. The better you get with the class, the better you're going to know your rotations for defense and offense. So I understand we're new to it, so it always is irritating when you see someone else feeling like they can do it better somehow with the same sets. But yeah, definitely, I have to make it my own play style, I think, so I could be comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I actually saw YouTube video. Because I was looking up Stam DK builds, mm-hmm. and this guy was running. I don't know how he was doing it, but he was running New Moon.
Yep.
And I think Spriggans.
Okay. Yep. Yep. It'll hit really hard.
But dude, he was surviving like he was wearing 7th Legion of Fury.
Well, I suppose if he was wearing the heavy and he knows his rotation, maybe he had Troll King for the extra sustain for health, maybe?
I think he was wearing Troll King.
Yeah, Troll King will buff you up. And...
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point, because if he crafted new moons, he could craft it heavy.
And so he'd be doing new moons and heavy, I'm sure, with Spriggans and Weapon and Julie for the extra stamina, and then Troll King for those procs to get that fat health.
That's actually...
Yeah.
Now that you say that, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe hitting old Cash the Lore Seeker up later.
Yeah, just try it. Can't hurt.
He is my 9 trait crafter. So we do have a show. J-Rum is going to take this off with the news. And go ahead, man.
Yeah, we've got a little bit to talk about. It's been, so we've taken a little bit, bit of toff with the holidays, and we had a couple illnesses going around.
Yep, I was just going to say, let's start off with that. So, first and foremost, we apologize. It's been like 3 weeks since we put an episode out. We had the holidays, like Jerem just said. My entire family got influenza B. Me, my wife, both my kids. So I was down for a week. Jerem went on vacation, and then immediately after that, I went down to Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's just been it's been a really, really crappy month, basically, for us to try and get some content put out. But
yeah,
we are back at it. Yeah, we are back at it, and hopefully we can stick to our Monday releases after this week.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Do your thing.
We're going to get back to our normal schedule and stuff, so... that's what we've been up to over the last few weeks. Anyways, starting off, we've got the Dark Heart of Skyrim and Greymoor announcement recap here.
Say it again.
I said Dark Heart of Skyrim and Greymoor. That's right, folks. Yesterday evening, this was, of course, the day, this was on the 17th is when this was published. Yesterday evening, we announced the Elder Scrolls Online's next big year-long adventure and chapter live from the HyperX Exports Arena, Las Vegas. In case you missed it, here's everything we showcased and announced during the big event. A new year-long tale. The event's biggest reveals, of course, were the announcement of both the Dark Heart of Skyrim year-long adventure and Greymoor chapter. And the show kicked off with a high note with this new cinematic trailer, which was, if you guys haven't seen that trailer, you better jump over and watch that trailer. It's a really, really good... You've seen it. You saw it firsthand.
Yeah, it's a damn good trailer. If you haven't watched it, get on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was a really good preview for a whole year of good content.
And that's another thing, too. I'm so happy they're doing another year-long storyline again.
Oh, yeah.
With Southern
Me,
Elsewhere.
Too.
I thought that was such a good idea.
Yep, I totally agree. I'm on board. So, Zoss's creative director, Rich Lambert, and Bethesda Software's SVP of Global Marketing and Communications, Pete Hines, they took the stage to discuss the new chapter, showcasing the content's new zone, new storyline, and new systems, and you can watch the entirety at the Elder Scrolls Online official website. And then there was a bit of post-show fun with the announcement stream complete. We went into a post-show with community team members Jessica Folsom and Gina Bruno, who hosted the community events, and ESO dev team members such as Dungeon Lead Mike Finnegan and Lore Master Lehman Tuttle.
And along with that, I don't know if it says it in there, Kyle Dempster and our beloved Cash Lore Seeker was on the post show as well.
Oh, nice.
Yep, they were up there with those guys. It was really cool.
Yeah, I watched the live. I thought I saw them up there. Anyway, so hitting these, we had some rewards for concurrent viewers. And do you know how we're looking on that?
I do. So it's kind of funny. We got the bat pet, the long-winged bat, non-combat pet. We got that. We didn't quite make the numbers for the the Snow Bear Plunge or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But they're gonna do it anyways.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
What Mission is talking about is for hitting 80,000 concurrent viewers during our Dark Heart of Skyrim global announcement stream, we're giving all ESO players the long-winged bat pet. To qualify, simply log into the game and kill any enemy monster anytime between January 16th until January 22nd. As long as you qualify, you'll receive your long-winged bat pet by the first week of February. It'll be in your collections automatically.
So pumped!
Able to hit our 150,000 concurrent viewer target required to unlock the ESO team's IRL Snow Bear Plunge, but we're going to do it anyways, what they say. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out on our social channels for more information in the near future on when we dive in, and thank you for watching the show.
Yeah, I'm so pumped to get that bat.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's going to go so well with my vampire mag blade.
I was going to say, same. It's going right on my night blade.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, if you have a vampire of any sort, you have to have a pet bat, right?
Damn right.
Yeah, of course. So with the announcement of the Dark Heart and of Skyrim and Greyborn chapter, we're set for another entire year of content with you guys. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it goes back to people that complain about this game. Like, it irritates me so much. This game puts out, these guys, the dev team with this game, they put out so much content for us, and here they're doing it again. Doing another year-long storyline, which means we're gonna get another four quarters of content. I mean,
yeah.
What more? I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. ESO has its bugs, has its issues, but you also gotta think of the bigger picture with these devs. You know, these devs want to fix this stuff, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it's still a business. So it goes back to corporate. You know, if Rich Lambert and Gina and all these guys and Finn, they want to say, well, you know what, we're tired of these guys running on the back of the horses when they mount up. And they take that to corporate, and corporate's like, it's not worth the money. Boom, it's just shut down. So be happy with what we're getting. You know, we're getting new content four times a year, every year. And as long as they keep this up, it's going to be hard for another MMO to come out and beat this game.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good segue into the next piece of news here we have, which is Harrow Storm and Update 25 Preview. So, yes, very mysterious, ominous. Travel to a mysterious island to the heart of an ancient burial site in Harrow Storm. Their first release in the Dark Heart of Skyrim year-long adventure. Learn more about Harrowstorm's two new dungeons and Update 25's base game improvements. So, the Harrowstorm.
Before you dive into that. Grim.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a PvPer.
Yes, sir.
But how pumped are you for these new dungeons?
Me, myself, I am actually pretty pumped about it. I like how they are using this as an entryway to a whole new chapter, and I like how they are setting it up with the theme. I really like the dark, gritty theme. It kind of reminds me, like, I was a big Dark Souls fan, so I really like how they're going, like, a darker theme this year. I think it's going to be really good content.
Oh, my man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you were going to say something when he said that.
Oh, yeah.
J-Rum loved Dark Souls. I effing hate
it. Oh, I 100% at all
because.
Oh, really?
Was it 3? Was it Dark Souls 3 that you got me on, J-Rum?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Hop on 3. That was a really good game.
That game can suck it.
All of them are amazing, but yeah, they did such a good job with 3.
But yeah, going back to I'm in the same boat as you. I love the dark aspect that we're going
through.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
J J-Realm, I was gonna say I'm sure you're right there with us. It's gonna be, I think, if I remember correctly, mind you, I was intoxicated during the release, the reveal of this. I think, if I remember correctly, I think Rich did mention that both these dungeons are going to tie right into the storyline of this.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, yes, he did, yep.
Yeah, which is amazing. I gotta love this game.
So we've got...
Anyways, yeah, you can dive on in
okay,
there.
Yep. Here we go. Aerostorm and Update 25 is coming soon to PC and Mac, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. This DLC dungeon pack and update brings the following new features. Ice Reach Group Dungeon, Unhollowed Grave Group Dungeon, new item sets and collectibles, the start of the Dark Heart of Skyrim's year-long adventure, improvements to performance, patching overhauls, various fixes and balance changes. So, sounds like an overall overhaul, if you know what I mean. Do you like that?
Oh yeah, nice. So, with one of the things that they're doing that I am pumped about / bummed about, we do have to reinstall the game for this.
Yeah.
But they're making the game 30 gigabytes smaller.
Yeah.
Which means the game is going to run better. Because it's less space on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
So it's less work for your computer. Yeah. So that is massive.
Yeah, that's huge.
Massive.
That's
space.
That's big one.
That's definitely a big one that I've never done before, to try and really balance the game and get everything going a little more smoother.
I'm glad they're finally doing it.
For sure.
I'm sure they had their reasons why they waited 5 years to do it. Almost six. But they are doing it, so that, nonetheless,
it's happening.
Yes, sir.
So during an Aerostorm, we're going to uncover a dark conspiracy, and the DLC will dive into two challenging new dungeons that are set up the events of the upcoming Greymoor chapter in year-long Dark Heart of Skyrim adventure. Raiders and grave robbers have forced their way into an ancient burial site in Bankorai, seeking an ancient power that has remained imprisoned for centuries. In Unhallowed Grave, you must enter this long-forgotten tomb, uncover the reasons for the crypt's invasion, and put a stop to the invaders' plans before it's too late. Skyrim's northern coast is beset by a terrible supernatural storm. The origin of this maelstrom appears to be the island home of a powerful coven of witches. You and your comrades must travel to Ice Reach, which is the new dungeon, confront the witches, and shut down their deadly ritual before it brings ruin upon all of Skyrim. So that's...
Oh man, I can't wait. Oh my god.
That's basically the little bit about the backstory of the dungeons. Both of these dungeons bring challenging monsters and bosses to fight, in addition to all new item sets, collectibles to earn. As the first part of the Dark Heart of Skyrim adventure, both Unhallowed Grave and Ice Reach also set up the events of ESO's next chapter, Greymoor, which is coming May 18th for PC, Mac, and June 2nd for PS4 and Xbox One. So yeah, that's kind of what we have to look forward to here coming up. Mission, what do you want to... You want to turn it over to the Vegas talk now?
No. I want to keep talking about these dungeons for a second because... Everybody knows I love dungeons.
Oh.
So this.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. I'm not done. We're not done with this.
By all means.
This is on PTS for everybody. I am not a PTS person. I do like the surprise. I want to know. And on top of that, like, yes, I do go over the patch notes a little bit and see kind of what's coming. But one of the reasons why I don't do PTS is because I don't want to like, if something, like, for just hypothetically, if something's broken at the moment in BTS, I don't want to get my hopes up, and then they go live, and then they nerf the piss out of it, you know what I mean? I have talked to a couple people that have tested these two new dungeons, or have at least watched people test these two new dungeons, and, dude, they sound amazing. I can't wait. Like, I talked to Rich a little bit in Vegas about the dungeons and the new trial that we're going to be getting, I think, in Q3. And he said the most beautiful thing in the world to me, and he told me that, especially with the trial in particular, they're kind of reverting back to V-Mall style.
Oh.
To where you're gonna need to hit mechanics. It's not necessarily gonna be a DPS race, like VSS, for example. Right now, VSS is a DPS race all the way through. Each one of them bosses is a DPS race. If you have solid ass DPS, that to me is the easiest non-crag trial right now, is Vest on Spire. So going into these dungeons, I'm really, really looking forward to them upping the difficulty level. Just because...
Yep, they always do.
Yeah, they always do. And I am, like, I'm so ready for a new freaking just tough-ass dungeon that makes me want to break my keyboard every time I go in there. Because that's what I live for. I live for high blood pressure.
And I have high blood pressure.
See, I have low blood pressure, so it balances out. I go in somewhere that pisses me off, and it gets my blood pressure up, so I'm good. But I'm more than stoked for these new dungeons.
I'm really excited. I love the theme. I think it's going to be really cool. So far, from what I've heard of the backstory of them, they sound like they're going to be pretty sweet. I'm really looking forward
for
to
sure.
it.
And what's crazy is, like, everybody or anybody that is one of my friends online that knows how I quest in this game, I'm a spammer. I don't listen to quests except for dungeons. I always listen to dungeon quests because I fucking love dungeons. They're my favorite thing to do in this game. So I'm looking forward to this year's story with these dungeons.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we got coming right now. We can jump into some Vegas talk. If there's any questions you guys got, I'll see what I can retain from that night.
I thought it'd be a good idea. Why don't you just tell us, like, just cover everything. Everything that was released, everything you saw, you know, just cover the whole night. Right. Like, the main night.
No problem.
I just want to hear...
Let us live through you.
Let us live through you.
Yeah, vicariously.
Vicariously, of course. So the HyperX room was, dude, they had it set up so awesome, you guys watched the stream, so you saw how they kind of had that stage set up where they had the trees with the snow on the ground and made it very Skyrim-y. The biggest thing for me that night was honestly the video, that freaking reveal video that they did, especially because, for one, it was on a big screen. I mean, like a movie theater size screen. And for two, they had an awesome ass sound system with it. So that portion when that Nord, it's the video zoomed in on that Nord's face and his eyes are closed, and then he opens them and just slams that vampire with the butt of his axe. Mm. Oh my God. The bass in that room, dude, when he hit that vampire was so deep. It was just like a massive bass drop.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was, dude. It was so cool. And just the attitude in the room. It was amazing. like people were cheering. It was, I mean, you would have swore to God there was a friggin' like band playing up on stage. People were just freaking constantly cheering. When Rich was up there, then during the post show when everybody else was up there, and Rich did talk about some of the new changes coming to Vampire, the skill line.
Yep.
I heard.
Yeah, and I am pumped. The biggest one, which seems kind of stupid, but the biggest one that I'm actually looking forward to is the new feeding animations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rich was saying that there's going to be, like, he gave us one example where your character, when you feed, actually jumps on the back of the NPC and just starts tearing into their neck.
Okay.
And I can't wait.
That's pretty cool.
I can't wait. Because, honestly, like, the vampire feeding right now, I've always, ever since I've seen it for the first time in ESO, I've always thought it was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I heard that it's going to work in reverse now. So the more you feed, the stronger your character will get, rather than now. You know how it's...
Yeah, okay, yeah, I heard that too.
How it's backwards.
I'm not 100% sure if they actually said that at the show. Like I said, I was drunk. And so there's a lot of in and out. Well, it's just, I mean, we were... So you had the main crowd down on the floor. And then there were people upstairs, and then like me, Cash, I think Sunny maybe was Sunny up there with me. I can't remember. There was a handful of us that were up by the bar, and you know we were like listening. Oh, it was Lotus. Me and Lotus were up there. That's right. Lotus of Doom. Me and him were kind of like listening slash getting hyped, talking to each other. Missing whatever they just said because me and him got really excited about what they just said. I'm looking forward to some of the vampire changes. I did, I heard what you're talking about. I heard that actually today in game. I think it was today in game. Somebody was talking about that particular, which would be awesome. Because that's getting more.
It makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. It does. It makes sense. Almost anything I've ever seen video game wise or movie wise even that incorporates vampires, you know, if they don't feed, they get weak, and they can actually, that's one of the things that can actually kill them is not feeding. So I'm super looking forward to that. And then of course one of the biggest hypes is the fact that we may actually get to play as a vampire lord.
I heard.
Oh my god, dude. I'm
definitely the same. I'm very excited for that, and I think it's going to put a nice even keel to that werewolf versus vampire perks, because, like, you know, werewolves can turn into a werewolf.
Yeah.
That cool stuff to it in that whole tree. So to even it so that it's more of an appeal for vampires, I think it's going to be really good.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Especially since they said they're going to rework the active abilities. It sounds like... Not 100% sure, but it sounds like we might be getting some more active abilities as vampires.
Yeah, they said they were reworking it so that there was more abilities that can be used, as well as different passives, I think is what they were talking about, but I can't be sure.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's about time. I mean, the vampire, basically the only reason why anybody uses it is for the passives.
That and Mistform.
I mean...
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
Elusive Mist. And...
Yeah, Elusive Mist, yeah.
Yep.
This patch that
Vampiric Drain. Yeah. That's
drain.
A little rough right now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been using that because it's a little overpowered at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super excited to see what they do with the vampire. Especially since most of my characters are vampires now. other than
that, good, you can give me a bite.
Yeah, I have one available. I think I have two available.
Sweet. I just need one.
Other than that, after the show, I talked with Rich, which I kind of already talked about, where the biggest thing that I asked him was about the new trial coming. And I asked him, because he obviously couldn't tell me very much about it, but I was just like, difficulty rating. That's all I'm looking for. And that's when he told me that they're kind of taking a little bit with the V-Mall aspect, where, like on the Twins, you know, Twins have some mechanics that get people.
Yes, they do.
And even the first boss, the pillar boss. If you're not stacked a certain way, you can start spreading those curses. If you're out too far, you'll start putting pillars way too far back. I mean, just getting really, it sounds like they're getting a little more mechanic heavy, which is awesome, because that's why I love dungeons, because of the mechanics. And then I ran into Finn, and I was kind of giving him shit. I was busting his chops a little bit. I asked Finn when we were going to get a new solo arena. And he told me, he goes, who knows? Maybe there's one in the works right now. And just to kind of poke the bear a little bit, I was like, dude, don't tease me like that, because VMA is easy. And he just kind of shot me a look, and he goes, who knows? Maybe one's coming. But
maybe.
Yeah, I don't.
That'd be awesome.
That would be super sweet if they did come out with a new arena. Because I do. I know, which, don't get me wrong, like me and him talked about, because, you know, Finn did bring up a good point that VMA still challenges people to this day. There's a lot of,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that,
for sure,
that can't even complete it still. Granted, I mean, there's, honestly, the portion, like myself, I don't know if you guys have ever watched Gandork. He's a streamer. I think his full thing is like Gandork 8000. He runs VMA from start to finish flawlessly in about 28 minutes.
Holy cow.
Whew. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he does it on 9 different tunes.
Holy cow. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. And not only that, but he also, I caught the last 2 rounds of this stream, but he also did a flawless naked run.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The dude's ridiculous. But, you know, obviously he's one of the extremes, but even people like myself, sidesteps, where we're getting VMA done in under an hour. The amount of us that there is compared to the amount that can't complete it, or it still takes a full day or more to complete it, you know, it's obviously there. It's a lot larger population of the people that still struggle than the people that don't. So I totally get why they haven't come out with a new arena yet, because, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Other than that, the biggest and most exciting thing for me personally was the people I met. I mean, yeah, I was super stoked and super pumped for the reveal, but there were so many lore seekers down there. And if people don't already know, me and J-Rum, along with Grim, we are all part of the lore seekers community.
Yes, we
and
are.
I got to meet Cash. I got to meet Max, Geek, Sunny, Adele.
So jealous. Damn good.
Hyper Pixie was down there. Avi was down there. Just a whole group of people from this one community. And the funny thing is, when we got down there and everybody started talking, there was no hesitation. Like, it was like we knew, it was almost like we all knew each other for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And yeah, and one of the biggest things too was, you know, it wasn't just lore seekers down there. You had lore seekers community down there, Kyle Dempster's community down there, Ninja614 was there, retired 8404 was there, Outcast was there, and all of these people that were there, we were like one big ass family. Like, when it comes to the content creators in this community, there is no separate community. Like, it's not Kyle Dempster's community, it's not the Lore Seekers community. We're all one big ass community, and it was just amazing down there. It was super cool. And I did talk with Rich about coming on the show. And all he told me, he said, just get a hold of Gina, and he's down, you know. I want to get him on the show, and I really, really, really want to get Finn on the show, because obviously Dungeons and Trials are what I like to do. So Finn is definitely a guy I want to talk to.
Yeah, we can pick his brain a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've got questions for days for that man. It was just a blast, dude. I mean, we hung out, we did the reveal, we had dinner together. Adele has Irish heritage, and he's very, very proud of his Irish heritage. And he actually found this little Irish pub inside the Luxor. And holy crap, it was so good. Like, ended up being so good. We ate there the first night for dinner, then we ate there again for breakfast, then we ate there again for dinner again. Basically our go-to place. And the first night, I think we had 20 or 24 of us. And then the second night, dude, we had like 30 people. Just a huge friggin' party. It was amazing. And got to meet, I can never remember the first part of his name. I think it's Grand the Impaler. So he actually just followed us not that long ago on Twitter. He's actually a class rep for ESO. I was kind of talking to J-Ram about this. He represents a sorcerer for ESO. And basically what he does is like if Zoss, if the devs have ideas or he has ideas, you know, basically everything with the sorcerer kind of goes through him. And I don't know if he has a team, I assume he has a team, but you know, like sorcerer wise it goes through him. And I got to actually pick his brain.
Yeah, that's pretty
a little
cool.
Bit. Yeah, it is. Gand the Impaler. I got to pick his brain a little bit too about just kind of what they do there. And dude, their shut the hell up policy is strict. Like,
really?
Oh yeah. Like he told us a couple of stories about some people that said things outside of the Zoss community, the bigwigs. And it ended up getting back to them, and they're gone. Like, there's zero tolerance. So obviously he was limited on stuff he could tell us, but he did tell me about the Stamcrow. Between him and a handful of people, I guess the Stamcrow might not have even been a thing if it wasn't for them. Because there was only like one Stam. Yeah, there was only like one Stammorph. Originally, and I guess these guys, Gand, and I don't know if it was him solo by himself. I'm not even gonna try that. I don't know if it was him by himself or if it was him and a team.
Okay.
They're the people that created the Stamcrow, which was freaking
wow.
Awesome. And I told him, I was like, yeah, thanks for bringing in a broken glass. it was a lot of fun, man. I wish you could have been there, Grim. I wish you could have been down there.
I wanted to go so bad.
But we do have E3 coming up in June. J-Rum, I know you are planning on trying to be there, which would be super cool if all three of us could be there. I'm already pretty much booked to go there, so it was really good time. We even went out as a lore seeker group, went out sightseeing. Me and Max got hoodwinked by some Vegas girls.
Nice.
I blame Max. Well, you know, you know the Vegas girls. They dress in the sequence stuff with the wings.
Yep.
So they walk up and they're like, "Hey, come take a picture with us." And Max is like, "All right." So he tried to get Geek in there, and Geek's like, "No, I'm not taking a picture. I'll take the picture, but I'm not taking a picture with you." So Max drags me in there with him. I'm like, all right, whatever. So Geek takes a picture. And then these ladies have the audacity to turn and look at us and be like, okay, well, usually that's $20 a person. And me and Max are like, are you kidding me right now? Like, you just came up to us, asked us for a picture. So yeah, they got us. They got us good. And like two blocks down the strip, there's another set of Vegas ladies. And they asked us if they wanted a picture. And I was like, nope, fell for that once, devil woman.
Devil woman.
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. It was really fun. I've been through Vegas, obviously, like, since I drive a truck. I've been through Vegas a bunch of times, but I never actually got to experience Vegas like I did with those guys. And yeah, it was so much fun. We had a blast. Just hanging out, getting to
know. Yeah, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, getting to know each other. It was super fun. That's pretty much what we did. We did the reveal. There wasn't a whole lot else that we did. We just kind of just hung out, enjoyed each other's company.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was super fun. Yeah, that's about all. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah, it sounds like you had a great time. I'm jealous. I wish I would have went.
Yeah.
If I didn't go on vacation like the week before, I might have been able to swing it.
I tried to talk you out of your Mexico trip. I tried.
Yeah.
I don't think the missus would have been very happy though.
No.
You actually should probably be signing divorce papers right now.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah. Yeah, we do have E3 coming up June 9th through the 11th. And it is taking place...
June 9th through the 11th. I got to remember that.
It's taking place in Los Angeles. I know, as the lore seeker community goes anyways, nothing set in stone right now, but we are in the talk about getting like a B&B type deal so that potentially the lore seeker community can somewhat be under the same roof while we're out there, which would be pretty freaking sweet.
So much fun.
Yeah, and I think it'll help with comms too.
Sure, yeah when me and my coworkers, like, we'll do events, like we do Spartan races and stuff, and we'll always get like one big building that we can all crash in because it saves a ton of money.
Oh yeah we're the same way. When me and my wife, whenever I go on vacation with the in-laws, a lot of times we go down to the Ozarks, and that's what we do. We just rent one big ass cabin and just split it.
Nice. Yep.
So I am looking forward to that. The only thing I don't know, cause I've never, well, Vegas was my first event that I went to. I don't know, like, if there's a, because I know E3 they announce everything. That's just game, just everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's actually a particular ESO day,
or if
there's a day where ZOS is going to be announcing their stuff that they're wanting to announce at E3. Because honestly, I don't give a shit about any other games. this is what I play. The only thing that I'll care about is if Amazon miraculously shows up and starts talking about the new Lord of the Rings MMO that they're making. That I'll listen to. But yeah, other than that, man. It was a freaking blast. I loved getting to meet everybody. Max and Geek from Lore Seekers have gone down in my book officially as two of the nicest freaking people I've ever met in my life.
Awesome.
Yeah, I talked to both of them on my way in the night before I got there, because I came up from Phoenix. I had to deliver in Phoenix, and then I was gonna head up straight to Vegas. I stopped in Kingman, Arizona. Well, on my way to Kingman, I talked to Geek a little bit, and I talked to Max a little bit, and honestly, God, I'm 30 years old, and it was like talking to my parents. You know, they were like, well, just make sure you get there all right. Go ahead and get a hold of us in the morning and all this. And I'm like, I'm not going to call you guys in the morning. I stay on Central Time. You guys are 2 hours behind me. I'm getting up at like 5 o'clock Central Time. I'm not going to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning on your time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome. Got to hang out with Bronze Solo, the one and only from Sons of Sithis. Turns out Hyper Pixie's the one that pointed this out, and when she did, it stuck with everybody. Me and Bron have way too much in common. I mean, a creepy amount in common. Like, we both have four brothers. Or, well, there's four of us. Me and Bron, I didn't realize it until somebody took a picture of us and we were standing next to each other. Me and Bron actually look similar. We look like we could be related. We both do podcasts with our little brothers. Our dads, we won't go into that, but our dads are similar-ish. I mean, just some weird-ass coincidences between us. But he's another one. He's a super cool guy. I mean, just everybody I met. And the coolest thing about it was the devs hung out with us. Like, when we went to dinner, Rich and Gina were both there. Casual Ranger hung out with us. I know he's not technically a dev, but I did find out something kind of funny. Somebody made the comment about Rich Lambert's, like, hierarchy, quote unquote. And they're like, so it's Rich Lambert at the top, Casual Ranger, Finn, everybody else. And Gina was up there too. And I was like, wow, I didn't know, like, Rich and Casual Ranger were like that. It was awesome. Another thing too is you find out what kind of partiers these people are in Vegas. And I'll tell you what, Finn, Casual Ranger, Adele, even Kyle Dempster. There's a handful of guys that were there you won't ever catch me partying with, because they go way too hard. Like, Finn and Casual Ranger, they're like, these guys are like, let's shut down this city kind of partiers. but it was a lot of fun. I can't say enough about meeting everybody. I know you, J-Rum, Grim, and even Jibs. Jibs couldn't even make it out there because his son got sick, which he's doing better now, thank God. You guys would have had a blast, and hopefully we'll all get together out at E3.
Yes.
And party it up. LA style.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll have Cash out there, our tour guide.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, either one of you guys got anything?
No, I think
that's the same with me. Yeah, I watched the same stuff you did. I'm definitely super excited for it. I'm really hoping that performance stuff is going to go good. I'm excited about the new content. I think they did a really nice show as a first time doing a show. I think they did a phenomenal job really advocating for their game and putting it out there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
For sure, they did a great job. Especially that being their first live deal that they did. I think having the live audience there even amped up the devs. It was awesome, and I can't wait for it to come out. I gotta make sure I get home when it drops though, because I'm not downloading that shit on hotspot.
Yeah, that'll take a long time.
Yeah. I mean, my internet out here on the road works pretty good. I mean, obviously I can stream out here, but when it comes to download speed, It's not the greatest. But yeah, I mean, if you guys don't have don't really have anything to add or say, we'll jump into the last segment of the show here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's. What kind of dungeons do you have for us today?
We got the infamous Wayrest Sewers 1. This is as follows with the rest of the dungeons that we've covered so far. This is an easy dungeon. I know me personally, and I know a handful of people that can clear this dungeon on vet by themselves.
Yep.
It does actually drop a really good monster set and a decent beginner healing set, but we'll get to that at the end. So let's jump on in this bad boy. You got your typical bosses, four, right? Five, something like that. We got Slime Crawl, we got Investigator Garin, we got Ulgarg the Hungry, you got the Rat Whisperer, Varane Pellinger, and Aline Pellinger. So Slime Crawl is a big ass gator that is a bitch, basically. I mean, get your tank on him, get his big ass turned around so he's not tail whipping the shit out of everybody else, and just burn him. Investigator Garin, the same thing, really. I mean, this whole dungeon is basically tank and spank. I mean, for the most part, he teleports around a little bit, so it doesn't make it a bitch for the tank to keep aggro, or not keep aggro, but keep tabs on him. He's got this little tidal wave thing that he does that knocks people back. He's got an AoE little, like, whirlwind type ability that he does. Just, you know, try to avoid it. It's not going to kill you, but just to make your healer's life a little happier. Ulgarg the Hungry. So this is the boss that pisses everybody off. Because he has a fear. Yes, and Grim is laughing because he knows why it pisses everybody off.
It's happened to me a plenty of times.
So, with this guy, he's at the top of the steps, and he will come down to the bottom of the steps. And hopefully this is one of the fixes that they incorporate into, but... he'll do this fear where if you're too close to the steps or any of the tents around you, he'll fear you into them and you can't get out. And then you gotta pay gold to get, you know, slash unstuck. And it's just kind of a pain in the ass.
That's where they get you.
Where do they get you? It's that racket, I tell you. Yeah. He does have a pretty heavy hitting, heavy attack. If the tank for some reason loses aggro and it comes after a DPS, I don't think it's a one shot, but it can hurt. And then he also has a whirlwind attack. I think, does he do fire in this one, or is that the second
one?
He does fire
number
one.
When he fears you, it makes you create a path of fire and one around him, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You are correct. The next boss is an optional boss. If you want the Conqueror achievement, you have to kill this one. It is the Rat Whisperer. When you walk into the room where Ulgarg, God, that's a stupid name. You walk into the room where he's at. Instead of making a right to go to him where he's at the top of the stairs, make a left. There's a little back alley. You got a handful of adds you got to fight back there, and then the boss is back there underneath the little canopy. And she will shout, "Come to me, my minions," and you will be crowded by filthy skeevers. They're all low health. Just do your thing. Drop your AoEs and they'll die in the friggin' cleave. And then you got the last bosses. There's actually two bosses on Wayrest 1, which are the twins, the sisters, I believe. Varane and Aline Pellinger. They're not super difficult. they do get, so they'll alternate shields, I believe. Is that right? On number
one? I think
one,
number one.
They kind of alternate those?
I thought number one was just the one boss. I thought number two is when they had both. I could be wrong.
Is it?
But I think...
Yeah. I think you're right, Greg.
You know what? Actually, you are right, because... Yeah. Yeah. Elder Scrolls Wiki. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Wavis Run. She's got a bit of a damage cycle, and then she poofs out a couple times, creating a swarm of bats.
She summons the bats. Yeah. That's right, yeah. When you knock her down in health so much, I don't know what the actual percentages are, but like Grim said, she'll disappear, she'll bring in some bats, AoE them down, they die pretty quick. Now, the one thing that gets DPS is when she returns, she is going to heavy attack the tank, and then she's going to do, like, a Nightblade teleport strike on somebody. If it's the tank, nobody has anything to worry about. If it's the healer, and the healer is thinking and has a purge down of some sort, or if it's a warden, pop a bedinetch, you're good. But if it's a DPS, this dot can kill you, and it will kill you quickly. So what I always suggest any group I'm in there with, when she returns, just block. Because she is going to heavy attack the tank, and she's going to teleport strike somebody. That's the only thing she really does that can kill you. But other than that, she's fairly easy to kill.
Yep.
And then once, so the hard mode for Wayrest 1 is really nothing different. I think she gets a little more health and maybe hits a little harder. Maybe. I don't know there's a huge difference in Wayrest 1 from hard mode and non-hard mode. But once you complete this, you will get the monster set, which is Slime Craw.
Yeah, Slime Craw. For the first one.
Yep.
And Slime Craw is awesome. I love Slime Craw.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's a pretty good monster set, really.
Yeah, especially for being a base game easy dungeon, this is a hell of a monster set. Perfect. Doesn't tell me the one piece bonus on here. I love you.
Let me see.
Sorry,
hold on. I've got my game actually. I run that on my next.
I think you're in game.
Slimecraw's Visage can drop in any type of heavy, medium, or light from the boss. You get the helm. The number one item bonus is spell critical and weapon critical, so it's a two stack for crit. And then your second item bonus is gain major berserk at all time, decreasing all your damage done by 8%.
Which is amazing.
That is nice.
I know a lot of PvPers run it.
What am I, Stanblade?
And even like if you're going for the bow build, I think almost every Bobo build recommends running Slime Craw.
Yep.
Just for the simple fact that you're at range. Really no sense for you to use a proc set because you're at range. It's a really nice set. And you can get the shoulders, at least the shoulders drop out of Galerion's chest, right?
I believe so, yes.
I think so.
I know it's a base skin. It might be. Yeah, I don't remember. Honestly, I know it's one of them, but I can't. Anyways, mix them up.
Yeah, I do too. Usually on it with the chests, but it's getting late and I'm getting tired. I think it's. I'm pretty sure it's Galerion, but. It'll say with the new thing that they added with being able to 50-50 chest, you know, instead of spending 4,000 keys to try and get something that you don't need. It says it right there. But yeah, other than that, you get this kick-ass monster set. It's an easy-ass dungeon. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Ellis.
I think, if I remember correctly, at the very end for that final boss, she does turn into like a darker vampire version, and she does a little more damage. Now she gets all shadowy. I think that's the one other thing.
You're right. Yep, she does a soul
yes,
tether.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, I remember she got darkened and like turns red for a bit and hits a tiny bit harder.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I forgot all about that. And that's at a certain percentage of her health. I think that's right around
execute. Yeah, I think 25, 20, something like that.
Yeah, she'll turn almost shadowy, and she will, if any of you guys have seen or you played Nightblades and you know the soul tether ability, that's what she does. She jumps up in the air, soul tethers everybody. And yeah, she does hit a little bit harder. But, like I said, it's a great BS dungeon. Next week we'll
not
cover number two. And number two gets, number two has one particular boss that gives some people grief, but we'll talk about that next week. Yeah, anything to add, fellas?
No, I think that about does it for me.
Okay.
Where can they find you, Mission?
Well, I'm glad you ask. You can always come and check out twitch.tv/ Brothers of Tamriel podcast. I also manage our Twitter account, which is at Brothers of Tam. I don't really use my personal Twitter anymore, so if you want to get a hold of me, just DM me through there. Also, we have a guild, Brothers of Tamriel, on PCNA. Am I forgetting anything? I don't think so.
Google.
For any of you listening that do hop into the stream, I haven't been streaming very much here lately because I've been on the road, and I have to have like grade A service in order for my stream to come through mediocre. So bear with me. We haven't stopped streaming. We are going to do another live stream. I just need to get home for it. But yeah, J-Rome, where can they find you at, brother man?
You can find me streaming just about every day in the afternoon central time at twitch.tv/ J Rumberg. My user ID in game is J Rumberg 2. I'm pretty much J Rumberg everywhere. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Another Shot, and on Xbox, because I do still play a little bit from time to time and do some streaming on
Peasant.
The Xbox side of things. I'm Jay Rumberg there too, so pretty much Jay Rumberg everywhere. Grim, where can they find
you?
You guys
can find me in the same exact places for the most part. I hang out in the Lore Seekers Guild Online, and that is on the PC servers. I am at GrimFate2555. I play with them, as well as you guys and your brothers at Tamriel. I have yet to start streaming, but it's something I will ponder now that I'm starting to do this with you guys.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
The more, the merrier.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, also, we got an email. We want to hear from you guys. Y'all been slacking. Haven't heard shit.
Yeah.
any whatever, compliments, complaints, just want to...
Yeah, we want to hear it.
We suck, whatever. I don't remember what the email is, but we got one. J-Rum, you remember what it is?
It's at gmail.com, Brothers of Tam.
Nah, I think that's wrong.
Brothers of Tamriel Podcast.
Brothers of Tamriel Podcast at gmail.com.
There it is.
Send us an email. We want to hear from you. Yeah, other than that, you know, as the usual, folks, travel safe, fight hard.
Bye-bye. Okay, that about does it. Wing stopper.